WCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and my location is Campobello. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4RYP. Announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4RYP. It is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Tonight, we will begin the roll call portion of the net with those who use the pre-check feature on the website. Welcome W4FCM, Mr. Fred and Traveler's Rest. N4IEI, Ms. Isla and Traveler's Rest. K4XMR, Mr. Mel and Prosperity. KG4PFI, Mr. Don in Piedmont. KG4QLQ, Ms. Linda, also in Piedmont. KI4LZI, Mr. Andy in Table Rock. KO4ZYX, Mr. Daniel in Woodruff. KW4TS, Mr. Jim in Pelzer. KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack in Greenville. KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben in Florence. N4DJC, Mr. Jerry in Anderson. K4ROW, Mr. Richard in Greenville. KN4MMI, Ms. Stephanie in Lyman. KN4MDA, Mr. John, also in Lyman. KG4WNP, Mr. Landon in Dacusville. KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy in Taylors. KC4W, Mr. William in Anderson. And KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley. I would also like to recognize my husband, Chad, here with me in Campobello, KO4NUE. Move to the EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only are invited to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net by calling KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown, Summit, and I'll hang around.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. John in Brown Summit, KN4RJN. Mr. John, I have you down for comments, and I will circle back around to you when we get to that section of the net. Thank you for checking in tonight. All right, tonight being Monday night, we will begin with Echo through Hotel. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters E through H, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and negative tonight. Thanks.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Mr. Harry, you might have this whole section all to yourself tonight. I'd like to welcome KC4EZN, Mr. Harry and Candler. Thank you so much for checking in with me tonight. You are sounding good as usual. All right, one more call for stations Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Our Echo through Hotel friends must be on second shift tonight, so maybe they will pop on in a little bit later. In the meantime, we'll go ahead and move up to India through Lima, I through L. Any stations wishing to check into the net with the suffix of your call beginning I through L, please call
RYP. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
RYP. Hope you and Chad are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. And a good evening to you. Thank you for calling it. Good evening, Chad. Good evening. Call on the net. No traffic, no calling.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KK4JFO, Mr. James, up in Tuxedo. Mr. James, thank you so much for checking in with me tonight. Hope you are doing well up on that mountain. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid and Fletcher. Mr. Sid, you're sounding good tonight, even with all the leaves on the trees. So thank you so much for checking in. Hope you're doing well. Any additional stations with wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning India through Lima, I through L, please call KO4RYP. 4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we're going to move on up to the next section of the alphabet. Hopefully all our other friends will check in later, and maybe when it gets a little darker. I think the long days make everybody stay outside a little bit longer. So we'll move on up to Mike through Papa. Any stations wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning M through P, please call KO4RYP. Welcome, KF4NXY, Mr. David, in Southern Greenville County, and he brings along with him his lovely wife, Marie, AF4XF. Mr. David, please tell Miss Marie we said hello, and thank you so much for checking in with me tonight. And next up on my list, I'd like to welcome K4OIM, my friend Mr. Walt in Inman. Mr. Walt, you're just sounding better and better. Thanks for checking in with me tonight. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred in Piedmont. You're sounding good, Mr. Fred. As usual, it's always nice to hear you check in. Thanks for stopping by. And Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville, KO4PXB. Mr. Lloyd, we pulled out some old pictures from our wedding this weekend when the kids were here for Father's Day and just had a good laugh at how young we all looked. So we had many pictures of you and Miss Tracy, so it was fun to reminisce over those. Thanks for checking in with me tonight. Please tell Miss Tracy I said hello. Any additional stations wishing to check in, Mike through Pawpaw, please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're going to move on up to the next section of our alphabet. Any stations with the suffix of your call beginning Quebec through Tango, Q through T, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, this is November 0, Tango Romeo. Good evening, Anna. Say hi to the boss for me there. And Bernice said hi. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
RYP. Check in Whiskey, November 4, Sierra. Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all on the net.
In and out, Kilo, Foxtrot 4, Tango, Zulu, Charlie. Daryl in Hendersonville. Thanks for calling the net, Hannah, and 73 is everybody.
RYP. Please check in KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec and Bloomingdale, Chris Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Tom and Greer, N0TR. Mr. Tom, thank you for checking in. It's always good to hear you, and please tell Miss Bernice I said hello tonight. And I'd also like to welcome WN4S, Mr. Chris and Lyman. Thank you for checking in tonight. Hope you are doing well, sir. And Mr. Daryl in Hendersonville, KF4TZC. Thank you for checking in with me tonight from Hendersonville. I hope you are having a great day. And KO4QLG, Mr. Chris in Liberty. Chris, it's always good to hear you call on the radio, so thanks for checking in. I'm going to take a break from our RS stations and go to EchoLink. EchoLink stations only. Wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, good evening, Miss Anna. Good to hear you again. If you would, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Miss Anna, to yourself and all the net. No traffic in OQ, and Anna, do be sure and tell Chad hello for me.
Control, this is WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed from Brevard. No comments, no traffic. I'll be monitoring. Over.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen in Greenwood, KA4PQA. Mr. Stephen, I hope you are doing well, and Chad says to tell you hello right back at you. So thanks for checking in tonight, Stephen. And Mr. Ed in Brevard, WD8RON. Mr. Ed, I hope you are doing well. Thank you for stopping by tonight. All right, we're going to go back to RF stations and ask for one more call, Quebec 3 Tango. Any stations wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning Q through T, please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're going to move on up to our next section of alphabet, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Any stations wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning U through Z, please call KO4RYP.
Check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name is Tommy, I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy in southern Greenville County, K4XB. Mr. Tommy, thank you for checking in tonight, and you stay safe. All right, one more call for stations Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're going to move on up to the next section. You have not had to be very patient tonight. Alpha through Delta. Any stations wishing to check in, suffix of your call starting A through D, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Nana, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec Michelle. We're all in Greenville and we'll all be in and out tonight. Thank you.
Thanks for calling the net tonight. Tell Chad we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KO4RYP. This is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative, but it's great to hear you tonight.
4RYP. Please check in Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville, I'll be negative and negative.
4RYP. In Miss Anna, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, AM4CHY, Chief of Seneca, negative and negative.
Go 4RYP. Miss Anna, Mr. Chad, and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. And KI4DGY, that's our son, Anthony. Joy's on the phone with him. Check him in telephone relay. I have no traffic Joy and Anthony will be in and out. Good evening to you and Chad and all on the net.
4RYP, net control to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now we got a good group. I'd like to welcome KK4DMW, Mr. Rick, who brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they are all in Greenville tonight. Mr. Rick, please do tell Miss Lorena we said hello, and Miss Michelle. We hope Miss Lorena is doing well. I'd also like to welcome Mr. Dave and Greer, W4DJW. Thank you for checking in with me tonight, Mr. Dave. Always good to hear you. And KI4DTY, Mr. Daniel in Taylor's. Daniel, it's been a while since I've talked with you on the radio, so thanks for checking in. I appreciate that. And Mr. Kurt in Greenville, KM4BLH. Thank you for checking in with me tonight. Mr. Kurt, you are sounding good as usual. And next on my list, I'd like to welcome Mr. Keith in Seneca, KN4CHY. Mr. Keith, thank you for stopping by. And my good friend, Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, who brings along his lovely bride, Miss Joy, and my kindred spirit, K3JOY, and by telephone relay, their son, Anthony, KI4DGY. Mr. Gary, thank you for checking in. Please tell Miss Joy I said hello, and to tell Mr. Anthony, if she's still on the phone with him, I said hello. Mr. Gary, I will be back to you for comments when we get to the ratchet portion. All right. Any additional stations wishing to check in, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we're going to open it up to the big group now. All the way through the alphabet, any stations wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, Robert, from Joanna, South Carolina, in Lower Lawrence County. I'll be in and out.
4RYP. Kilo 3, Juliet Tango Delta, stroke Alpha Echo. K3JTD, stroke AE. I know I didn't have to throw that in there, but I wanted to. Name is Jim. I'm in Buffalo. I'm negative and negative, 73.
And Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Inman. And I'll be negative and negative. And congratulations on that extra there, big guy. Everybody have a nice evening.
For RYP, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we're going to take a pause just for a minute and congratulate Mr. Jim in Buffalo, K3JTD, on his upgrade to Amateur Extra. Well done. Well done, Mr. Jim. I watched my husband do all of his studying to upgrade, and it was no small feat. So congratulations. Other stations listening tonight would like to congratulate him. Please call now.
MKI4DOS.
Congratulations. 4SRR. Way to do it.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right. Thank you for those congratulatory wishes. It is always exciting when a radio friend upgrades, so we always want to take a moment to do a little shout-out for that. Lynette would also like to welcome KD4SRR, Mr. Robert, all the way from Lawrence County, Joanna, South Carolina. Thank you for checking in. You are sounding incredibly clear from Lawrence, so thanks a lot for checking in tonight. And KN4VWA, Mr. Steve in Inman. Mr. Steve, thank you for checking in. Always good to hear your voice. Any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, I'm now going to secure the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAC 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAC 2s. All right, first up on my list is Mr. John, KN4RJN from Brown Summit. Mr. John, how are things in Brown Summit?
This is KN4RJN. Well, it was a lot cooler today. I thought about getting the scope out this evening, but it's been cloudy all day, and it still is, so can't see squat. But I am enjoying the cooler temperature. I actually got the got the table out from under storage, just the picnic table, and got it up on the deck, and actually ate outside this afternoon for supper. Had the grandkids over, and then they went riding their bike for an hour or so before it got, you know, really dark, since this is one of the longest days in the year. We'd like to remind everybody that summer officially starts tomorrow morning at 5:14 Eastern Daylight Time. So be sure and get up and have a celebratory cup of coffee and shout out to the world that the summer has begun.
Fans, KFOR-RYP. Yes, summer officially starts tomorrow, but doggone if it felt like it was late July, mid-August all last week. And I'm like you, I was so excited this morning. I stepped out on the porch and it felt amazing. And even all day when I tried to slip outside a couple of times and the humidity was so low, it felt beautiful with a little breeze. So if we could have summertime like this all the time, I would absolutely love it.
This is KN4RJN. Well, there's a way to do that. It's an ancient ritual. You take the head of a chicken and put it in a brown paper bag, and you go out under a full moon, and while jumping up and down on one foot, you swing the bag over your head and yell, whoopee.
Whoopee. Yes, we could do that, or we could just find a better climate to move to. So, one or the other, you know. Oh, goodness. Mr. John, I did enjoy meeting you and your son and your wife the other day when you all got to stop by. I'm sorry we had too much other stuff going on, getting ready for kids to come home and family to come over, and we couldn't visit a little bit longer, but next time, for sure.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I enjoyed that. I'm sorry we couldn't have stayed longer, but I know you had family coming in and whatnot, but did enjoy meeting you, and we'll have to get down there again, help Chad with his scope and figure out what's going on there. I actually got my scope out a couple of days later, and it was so humid that as soon as I got out there with the scope, of course the scope's sitting in the house where it's air conditioned, and as you can well imagine, just like what your glasses do when you walk outside like that, the lenses fogged up, the mirror fogged up. I got the lenses wiped off, but you know, you really can't reach the mirror, and it's not a good idea to wipe on that thing very much. So it's like, yeah, okay. So we got the binoculars out, wiped the lenses off of that, and looked for a little while, and then said, heck with this. This is like being in a sauna. Went outside. It was 10, 11 o'clock at night. It was still 80 degrees and 70-something percent humidity, so that's not good telescope weather. It's not good weather for much anything.
That is exactly right. There's nothing good to do outside when it's that hot and humid. Mr. John, I need to talk to you a little bit about that last meteor shower that you told us about. Now, I set an alarm. We got up in the middle of the night. I took a blanket outside, laid down. We watched and watched and watched. And Chad says he saw two. I saw zero. And we gave up after about 30 minutes and came inside. So, of course, the next morning, I looked on the internet, and all these people had posted all these beautiful pictures of the night sky with all this meteor activity, and I felt like either I was really slack because I didn't give it long enough, or it was just not in my portion of the sky. So were you able to see some of it?
This is KN4RJN. I went out and watched for about an hour, and I saw like half a dozen. It was not quite the meteor storm that they thought it might be, and they said there's a possibility it might be it might be amazing and it might be a bust, and it was kind of in between there. I did see about a half a dozen or so, but it was not what they thought it could be. However, I did read a couple things that it might swing back around at some point, and it might be, you know, better. So we'll keep an eye on it and keep you posted. But yeah. It was not, it did not quite live up to its billing, let's put it that way.
RYP. That's a relief, actually, because I really thought it was me that we didn't give it long enough, or we weren't, you know, looking in the right direction, or maybe our tree line was too high or something. So I'm glad to know, but I'm I'll be anxiously waiting to see if it comes back around, and I'm not going to give up. I'll try again for sure.
This is KN4RJN. Well, yeah, you guys are kind of surrounded by trees, and your sky is a little limited where you're at. But had you stayed out a bit longer, you might have seen, you know, two or three more. But it didn't live up to its building. I got the scope out the other night when it was nice and dry and the humidity was down, the skies were clear, and was looking for a particular formation, which I could not for the life of me get in the scope. I found it a couple of times with the binoculars. It's called the summer beehive cluster, and I have a hard time getting that thing in the scope. I don't know what it is with that particular one, but I saw several other clusters that were interesting, and every once in a while something would shoot through the scope, and I'd look up, and it was a satellite. Saw several satellites floating around the other night. So, you know, sometimes if you just go out, if it's not too hot and not too cold, not too cool, and the air is dry, just take a lawn chair out and maybe a pair of binoculars and just scan the skies and just look up and watch, and you never know what you might see.
4RYP. Well, funny story. Last night we had the boys over, and they my oldest brought his wife, and my younger son brought his girlfriend, and we had a meal for Father's Day, and Chad's dad came over, and so we were all sitting around and talking, and my younger son had been catfishing the night before, one of these all-night catfishing expeditions, like, you know, start after dark and don't get home and go to bed till 7 o'clock in the morning. So at some point during the night, he announced last night to us that he had seen a UFO in the sky while he was down at the lake catfishing. Well, my older son does not believe in aliens, not one bit. So my younger son is not quite as adamant about that, and happens to think that there are other things out there in space. And so they ensued a whole this conversation about what he had seen, and he had a video of it, and just swore that this was in fact an alien ship in the sky over the lake. So it was really funny to watch the two of them banter back and forth about what he had actually seen.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, well, people have asked me, you know, that question about what I believe or think might be, and I'm convinced that, you know, this lonely little blue dot in the middle of the sky is probably not the only thing that is harboring life. However, if you look at the distances and the time involved in travel, it is like there's no one. I doubt any other space-faring civilization has had the time to get here. And if you look at, you know, our own history, we've only been sending out radio waves for the last, oh, maybe 100 years or less. I think first radio transmissions were like in the early 1900s. And it hasn't had a chance to get anywhere to any possible, life-bearing planet. So any communications if we were to send a radio signal to, for example, Jupiter, it would take 40 minutes for it to get there. And then, of course, it would take 40 minutes for a reply to come back. That's kind of hard to have a conversation like that. And that's Jupiter. And if you want to go to Saturn, it'd take, you know, like 70 minutes, over an hour to get there. And again, an hour to come back. I was telling someone the other night, it's one of the stars in Orion's belt, and I think it's the far right. It could be the middle one. I can't remember off the top of my head. I told somebody, I said, if Jesus were on a planet, had walked on a planet around that star during his lifetime and had a radio and sent a message to Earth, it just now got here. That's the distances we're talking about. And it's kind of hard to have a conversation or much anything else over a period of, you know, a couple of thousand years. So things are just too far away. And even if there was a civilization out there, by the time a message or even a traveler, a message, much less a traveler, got to us, there's a distinct possibility that civilization isn't even there anymore. They may have already died out. So there may or may not be life out there. Whether or not we're ever going to see it, I seriously doubt it.
For RYP, that I always think it's very interesting that when I look at the stars, to remember that this light that I see originated like so long ago, like it's old light by the time it gets to me because of how far it has to travel. So that is, it's kind of awe-inspiring and humbling to realize how very small we are in the midst of the vastness of the heavens. So anyway, it was a funny little bantering back and forth between the boys. I think they would banter back and forth about anything just because they like to pick on each other. So, well, Mr. John, what else do you have for us tonight?
This is KN4RJN. Well, yeah, I understand that. My kids are the same way. But, yeah, chances are it was a satellite, possibly a piece of space debris, a rocket body. There's the amount of junk that's in orbit around this planet that is incredible when you see a picture of it. An illustration of it, of all the things that they're tracking that are around the Earth. It's a wonder we can get anything up, to the space station and back without hitting something. But again, space is a big place. And you're right, in all of that, you're looking at light that's from the moon. Light takes about a little over a second to get here. From the sun, which is our closest star, it still takes 8 minutes. If the sun blew up, you wouldn't know it for 8 minutes. So some of the stars we're looking at may not even be there anymore. They thought a few years ago that that Betelgeuse, the upper left shoulder of Orion, they were watching it go through some changes and thought it might go, supernova here in a few years, which is incredible that we would actually see one. But a lot of the stars you're looking at may not even be there anymore, for all we know. So, yeah, the distances and the time involved, it's just incredible. And yet in all of that, all of the billions and billions of galaxies and billions of stars, and most of them have planets floating around in them, out of all of that, there's only one Anna.
Could be military maneuvers. This was during the daylight hours last week, but my brother noticed, a couple of F-15s, F-16s, maybe they were F-35s, chasing each other down in Upper Newberry County, about 10 miles from here, and they were quite visible. I assume they would probably be out of Shaw, although they could be out of McIntyre Air National Guard Base, or maybe even Beaufort, but most likely Shaw. And we're constantly seeing little red beacons in the sky here at night. A lot of National Guard troops do maneuvers at night, and you'll see just one little faint running light on the back of one of the twin rotor choppers, and there's usually two or three of them going out together. So not discounting that it could be visitors from the X-Files, but you got a lot of military activity too. And that's pretty much it. KD4SR clear.
YP, you're exactly right. And I do think it was an airplane. It was kind of cloudy, and the video that he showed of it looked very much like a light on an airplane, and the lake where he was fishing is in a very clear flight path to GSP. So I'm kind of thinking that's what he saw, but we just enjoyed watching them banter back and forth, so nobody's really said anything and just let them go on with each other because it was kind of funny. And Mr. John, I think Chad would say that, praise hallelujah, there's only one Anna in this universe, because I'm not so sure anybody could take more than that.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, well, I'll leave that to him, but but there's only one you. So, You have a good evening. I'll say 73s and back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
KN4RYP. Thank you, Mr. John. It's always good to chat with you. Always good. And Mr. Robert, thank you for your comment, too. I think that is probably exactly what my son saw, and he just let his tired middle-of-the-night catfishing self get a little carried away with what he thought he saw in the sky. So, all right, this is KO4RYP, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet before we continue with the RAG 2 portion? If you'd like to check in, please call KO4RYP.
Wendy in Simpsonville. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. Please also check in my husband, Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB. We'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net.
Net control to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome my good friend, Miss Wendy, in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, and she brings along with her husband, Mark, W2MJB. Miss Wendy, thank you for stopping by and checking in. You are my check-in number 50, and you know what that means. Check in with Gary on Wednesday for your door prize. Hope you and Mark are doing well, Miss Wendy, and we look forward to seeing you guys again soon. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene and Taylor. Thank you so much for checking in with me tonight, Mr. Gene. I appreciate it. Any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet, please call KO4RYP. 4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we're going to go on with our RAG 2 portion, and the next person on my list is KI4DOS, Mr. Gary. How are you all doing over there in Easley tonight, Mr. Gary?
For RYP in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Miss Anna. Good evening to all on the net. Well, we're doing great over here on this end of town. Can't complain about anything. We could, but would nobody listen, so ain't no sense in wasting my breath, I guess, as far as that goes. Had a great day yesterday, being Father's Day. The youngest son, Stephen, and his son, Aiden, came over. Along with Stephen's wife, Heidi, and we had a good visit. Anthony had been on a business trip out west. He got home late, and he did give me a call, but he said, Dad, he said, I'm just worn slap out, and he said, matter of fact, he said, I think I've got COVID. And he said, I got up with a headache and a sore throat. So he's in there on the phone with his mom, and he's explaining how he feels today, I guess. But we had a great day yesterday. Can't complain about anything. Heidi took a picture of me and Stephen and Aiden, all three together, and she sent that to Joy, and Joy sent it over there to Chad's phone, and said something about three generations and picked at him about grandchildren.
Yes, sir. Chad did not give relent at all on the requests for grandchildren when Lewis and his wife Kate were over last night. He dropped some very not so subtle hints. Actually just directly said, I'm waiting for a grandbaby. So, but that was very sweet, the three generations picture that Joy sent. That's always really cool to me to see that in a picture. We actually have one when our oldest was a baby, and Lewis and Chad's dad and Chad's grandfather. So we had four generations in one picture, and that was really, really neat thing to do. But I'm super glad you all had a good visit. It's always fun when the kids come, the grown-up kids, I think. It's always fun to have them come by, and it's few and far between when they're all together, but it's always good to have everybody around. I think Chad enjoyed it, too. But we all are also typically glad when they all go home, and it's just back to the two of us.
Yes, I can understand that completely, Anna. After everybody goes home, it's like the house sighs a breath of relief. You know, like, whew, boy, they're finally gone. We'd wish they would come a little more often, but it's always fun. And it's like when Anthony got married, and he married a lady with two sons, and they would bring the kids over and let us keep them, and, you know, as the grandparents, and we'd fill them full of sugar and all kinds of good stuff and send them home. And my son said, Dad, why do you do that? I said, it's called payback. I said, when you get old enough to have grandchildren, you can do the same thing. Until then, just grin and bear it.
Actually, right. That's what Chad can't wait to do, fill them full of sugar and send them back. Oh, goodness, I agree with that. I really am sorry to hear Anthony is sick. I hope it's not COVID, and I hope he gets over that really quickly.
Ghost didn't let you know what he found out. I don't think it is. I think he just had a headache from the traveling. They flew from here to the West Coast and was out there for 2 days and then flew right back. And while he was out there, it was, like I said, it was a working vacation, or if you want to call it that. It was for work, and he had to work while he was out there, and then he had to work on the plane coming back. So he didn't get a whole lot of rest and relaxation out of the trip. But that's okay. That's his job, and that's what he does, and he enjoys it. So that's the main thing. Other than that, Anna, I guess that's about all we got going on over here on this side of town. Just enjoyed the day. I think you and John were talking about the humidity. The humidity's down, and it's going to be that way for a couple of days, or the last report that I saw. Of course, if you don't like our weather, wait 15 minutes, it's going to change. A lot of folks got rain, and we didn't get any, and then we got a little shower where a lot of other folks didn't get any. So it all comes out in the wash one way or the other. But sounds like you got a real good net going. I'll sit back and listen to the rest of it. You and Mr. Chad have a great evening, what's left of it, and look forward to talking to y'all a little bit further down the law. I'll probably talk to Chad tomorrow night, and then I'll be calling on Wednesday night. So we've got the week pretty well covered. Y'all take care. We'll say 73. KO4RYP in the net, KI4DOS.
OIP. Mr. Gary, it's always good to talk to you, and please do tell Miss Joy I said hello, and we will look forward to seeing y'all again soon. All right, this is KO4RYP Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet? If so, please call KO4RYP.
Tanner and Tickets. So I just got my new, well, first of all, I got my general license. Newly upgraded just a couple days ago on Saturday, and if Chad is listening right now, I just want to let him know that I got the antenna on my temporary setup right now. I have not thought it on the FWR feature here pretty soon. Get that right, so I really thought about it. But yeah, let me know how it sounded. Is it sounding any good?
For RYP Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to welcome KO4YUN, Mr. Tanner and Pickens, who on Saturday upgraded to General. So congratulations, Mr. Tanner. That is a great accomplishment. If any other stations on the net would like to congratulate Mr. Tanner on his upgrade, please do so now.
KK4JBQ sent that. Tanner, KI4DOS.
This is Tanner. KF4NXY.
This is Tanner, KK4DMW.
KO4RYP, net controls of the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Thank you all for congratulating Mr. Tanner. That is really great. So, Mr. Tanner, you started off your transmission super strong and clear and ended it super strong and clear, but somewhere in the middle, you got very staticky. So you cut out, right? I heard it up until about the time you started talking about the antenna, and then you came out clear on the other end, or clearer on the other end when you started talking about getting the SWR meter on it.
Are you in? Yes, ma'am. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank everybody for congratulating me on that. Second of all, yes, ma'am, I am getting that. It's the SWR meter. I got to get that on there and get this more permanent. But until then, this is what I got. Thanks.
Readable for that entire transmission, Mr. Tanner. So I know that working that antenna out, getting that SWR down is, Chad is constantly, I feel like, working on that on our end, and even had a cable go bad today in the middle of talking with someone on the radio. The SWR just went out the roof, so he had to fiddle around a whole lot and figure out what was the matter, and just found a faulty cable. So it takes a little bit of time, I know, to get your station set up and your antenna and everything, but we are super excited for you and your general. So thank you so much for checking in with me tonight. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet? Please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. I hope Chad had a great Father's Day. I've been listening to some of the story. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. I'll be around for a comment. And Donna will be in and out. She's I think, reading in bed right now. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Paul. Charlie 4, Charlie Echo. And log in my wife, Martha. 11-0-4. Fox 5, Uniform.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Larry in Greer, KK4JBQ, who brings along his lovely wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK. Mr. Larry, I will be back around to you for comments in just a few minutes. Please tell Miss Donna I said hello. Next station, you had some static or some white noise on your signal. So I got AC4CE, did not get your name or location, and then your wife, Martha, I believe, KK4NFU. But please come back and check with me because I'm pretty sure I got that call right, wrong, and I missed your name and location.
But guys, I'm down in the ravine. This is Alpha Charlie 4, Charlie Echo, in Greenville. My wife's name is Martha. Kilo, Foxtrot Uniform.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome AC4CE. I believe it was Mr. Charles in Greenville who brings along his wife, Martha, KN4WFU, also in Greenville. So I believe I got it that time, but if I did not, please feel free to recheck with me again. And I apologize for not picking it up the first time. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. One more time with Martha's call. Words twice, please, and I'm pretty sure I can get it that time.
Kilo, November 4, Foxtrot.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I got Kilo, November 4, Foxtrot, and then you completely cut out. I know I'm missing one more letter.
Control, Kilo,
4DOS.
4DOS.
Yeah, Martha's call is Kilo November 4, Sierra Whiskey Victor.
RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Thank you so much, Gary. I just had that all jumbled up. So I would like to recognize KN4SWV, Miss Martha, also in Greenville. So thank you both for sticking with me. I appreciate that. I apologize for having difficulty hearing you tonight. But thank you for stopping by. Any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet, please call KO4RYP. 4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we're going to continue on with our RAG-2 portion. Next up on the stump is KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. How are things going with you, Mr. Larry?
FP, well, as Gary says, we'll let the man on the mountain have his say. Okay. Well, things are going fine here. I almost missed the net tonight. First time in years. I took it in my mind to install the dual band radio from the car into the shack, because I've been talking for quite some time on HTs, and it's, you ask Chad, when he and I talk, I run through a couple of batteries, and it's just not satisfactory. So this one connects to a honest power supply, and it all has a nice extension speaker and all that. So anyway, hope to install that, but I have a lot of frequencies I'd like to load into its 1,000 memories. I didn't realize that the thing had 1,000 memories. I only have one in it, this one. Because I'm on the road, and I'm only around here, and that repeater is so good and available everywhere I go in the car. So anyway, I'm going to have it in the station. I'm going to put more frequencies in there, and I'm not very good at putting in programming from the keypad on the front of the thing. So it's a Kenwood, and Kenwood makes a program available to do that over a cable from your computer to your radio. And I happen to get and it's special. It's come from Kenwood, of course, you know. And it has an RS-232 on the computer side. So I take it that you know what that means. And so I was working on that practically half the day today. And I got myself upstairs at my desk. I got myself involved in making a computer work that has an RS-232 port, an old one, you know, and no cooperator to do a new piece of work. You know what I'm saying? KK4JBQ.
4RYP. Well, Mr. Larry, I have to say that I turned to Chad and I said, Larry hasn't checked in. Like, I was getting down towards the end of my list, and then I had heard you check in on the Thorough Belt Net earlier, and so then I started second-guessing myself, and I said, maybe he did. And I was looking back in my log, and I said, no, he hasn't. So I was very glad to hear you come in and check in. So but I totally understand about getting so involved in something and just set on getting something to work and to work in a different way, and sometimes it seems like you have to fix one thing to be able to do what you needed to do in the first place, or that's how it goes at our house most days. So you did get it to work then and got everything to load automatically?
I'm at least another day away from getting it operational. It's now up to the radio, which I have yet to integrate into. I'm going to have to change power supplies and find a place for it to live and get it working well in the shack here. My shack is about about a 5 foot square. So I'm really pressed for any space. I've gone vertical. That's, you know, the smart thing to do when you have very little space. So I got shelves of all kinds around me. but I fit two computers and a monitor, and this will be three radios in this tiny little space and a recliner. So I do have it real well when it comes to sitting down in my shack. I have a recliner. It'd be more functional if I'd spread out a little bit, but we live in a small home, and there's just not that much space that I can claim all to my own. So anyway, but I thought from some things that Chad had said that you, part of your job description is to make computers work. And that's the job description, a part of the job description for a lot of people, that you have an important thing with in education to get their computers to working well for them. And I figured you'd understand the technical problems. RS-232 ports haven't been common on computers for, a dozen or more years now. You just can't find them these days. So I dug out an old computer, a laptop, to beat it all. And, of course, it had to be a Windows machine, and I am not comfortable with Windows anymore. I gave them up 10 years ago, maybe 12 years ago. So, yeah. But I still know my way around. It's just not smooth operations. I usually work on a Mac, so. Anyway, enough about me. Tell me a little bit more about that Father's Day party. I just want to, you know, I don't have children, and you can't, it just puts a different light on all of life if you don't have children, and I take joy vicariously, if you want to know the truth. So, what else can you tell me about the party?